This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's already a fun week. Welcome, everybody. Democrats are more upset about Trump's recovery from Wu Flu than they are about Ginsburg's death. That's what Dinesh D'Souza tweeted, and it's true. Glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I heard that Trump left the hospital. He does a drive-by around Walter Reed. Got his mask on, you know, Secret Service. Thousands of people. Hoping that the president heals. I already told you guys. I said, he got a bug. Think about it. For 4 years, we have not seen this man get sick in any way. This is a dude in his 70s. We have not seen him get sick in any way. He's full steam ahead. And even when he gets sick, he plows through. Why? Because that's what happens in life. Here's the lesson here. Government doesn't take care of you. In other words, when your child is sick, government doesn't get up and in the middle of the night and take care of your kid. If you got to go to the hospital or you get sick, you got to make all kinds of arrangements for yourself, right? In other words, life goes on. Nobody steps in and does the job. And you know what Donald Trump showed the America and the rest of the world? He says, you know what? Nobody's going to do this job but me. I'm the one paid to do this job. Who's going to step in? Oh, you have a VP. What leader goes, well, let my VP step in while the world's in turmoil and I've got people out there fighting to get my job who are completely unqualified? Joe Biden, 47 years of demented. Forget his existing dementia. The guy's got dementia, but forget that. Joe Biden has proven it in 47 years. He can't get anything accomplished and you want to replace him? Trump was like, man, yeah, look, this is too important. So what? I got the Wu Flu. I'll kick its butt. I'll be back to work. And he's back to work. And the Democrats are upset. Now, I joked yesterday when he left the hospital, but I was joking what he should have, you know, the number of days that he was going to do this thing. He needed to, you know, showcase the fun, you know, have fun with it, poke fun at it. It didn't last long enough for the dude to even worry about it. Unbelievable. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are here. So here's Trump when he was going to do his drive-by. Here's what he had to say. This is actually interesting because it has some interesting implications of what is to come.
We're getting great reports from the doctors. This is an incredible hospital, Walter Reed. The work they do is just absolutely amazing, and I want to thank them all, the nurses, the doctors, everybody here. I've also gotten to meet some of the soldiers and the first responders, and what a group. I also think we're going to pay a little surprise to some of the great patriots that we have out on the street, and they've been out there for a long time, and they've got Trump flags, and they love our country, so I'm not telling anybody but you, but I'm about to make a little surprise visit. So perhaps I'll get there before you get to see me. But I just, when I look at the enthusiasm, and we have enthusiasm like probably nobody's ever had. Our people that love the job we're doing, we have more enthusiasm than maybe anybody. So it's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school. This isn't the let's read the book school. And I get it, and I understand it. And it's a very interesting thing, and I'm going to be letting you know about it. In the meantime, we love the USA, and we love what's happening. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Great reports. We got great reports that we got a wonderful hospital here. You got these great folks. Donald Trump is optimistic, and that's where he has that Reagan appeal. It's rarely pessimist. When he's pessimistic, it's because he's talking about the media and the liars. When he's talking about America, he is hardly ever not optimistic. He will tell you, here's what these guys did in the past. They really sunk. Their trade deals were horrible. We're going to get out of this stuff. We're going to get into better stuff. But it's always upbeat in what he's going to be able to do. And that's the problem for the left. big problem. He says enthusiasm probably like nobody ever had. And you notice he couches his language probably. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We probably are. We could be the biggest. You know, we could be the best. It might be. In his heart, he thinks he's pretty sure we are. Again, optimistic. We got enthusiasm behind us. Everywhere I go, people want to see us. We're you know, and of course he tipped his hand on what he was going to do the other day with the driving by with the limo. But he's just wanting to show you. People love him. And what the Democrats want to do is they want to show you polls. Joe Biden's ahead by 8 points. How? Why? Where? Where at? On Mars? How is he even possibly ahead? The truth is he's not. They will do anything to destroy this man. Anything possible. Upbeat. So, I gotta tell you, what's he saying when he's, what is, you know, when he's talking about, I now know about this thing firsthand. I think that's very telling. I think that what Donald Trump is going to say now is, look, unless you've had it, unless you've talked to the people around this, think about it. I'm the guy that's got to make the decisions about America. And unless you've had this disease and talked to the experts that came around it, taken the cures that I've talked about, you need to shut your mouth. This is it. He now has the credibility as a, and I'm using my finger quotes, a scientist. And that's what he was talking about. I've studied this. This is no longer secondhand, third-hand knowledge. I've had it. Now what? What are you going to say? What are they going to say when he doesn't understand the science? Really? So I got it. I worked with the top virologists, immunologists, epidemiologists. I don't know what ologists there are out there. Are there other ologists that we can involve besides Dr. Fauci? What he's saying is, I got the inside glimpse. I went inside the belly of the beast. I came out on the other side. And you know what? Here's where we are. I don't know if we're going to like it. I really don't. He was wearing his mask in the limo, but I'm telling you right now, I'm so sick of this stuff. I could go on because I had a weekend and last weekend dealing with this stuff. Melissa did too, but I don't know what that means. But I'll tell you this: at least he's now able to push back on the left with this stuff and have a level of credibility that they can't question. So we'll see. But anyway, we've got a ton of other stuff to talk about. Obama's got spies in the White House. We've got other stuff that I didn't get to on the weekend update that we will want to cover. It's a sports. So keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's just talk a little bit about the First Lady, Melania Trump. Probably, I don't even think probably, definitely the most beautiful First Lady ever. And probably the classiest. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Not saying that based on color. Not, you know, if there are people that believe that Michelle Obama was classy, and I'm not going to argue with them. If they felt that was class, good for them. If she was, then I will tell you they have no choice but to say that Melania Trump is classy as well. Classier, in fact. I don't believe that if you took a poll of people in terms of beauty, I don't believe that. I believe the majority of people will say that an outward beauty, Melania Trump, is quite striking in comparison to Michelle Obama. And this is with Michelle Obama dolled up. I think that the majority of people would. If you take them out of makeup, I think it would be even higher. I don't think it. I know it. They have to paint a Picasso-like face on Michelle Obama to make her look presentable. There's a lot of work that goes into her. There's a lot less work that goes into Melania. Those are the facts. It isn't racial.
Barack Obama had married, say, Halle Berry, we might not be having this conversation. Because I would argue that Halle Berry is one stunning black woman. Pick another one. There's some beautiful black women out there. Naomi Campbell. I would go, whoo, tough choice. You get it? But the first lady, I look at this stuff all the time. I look at the, when I'm in airports, I'll go look at magazines. I don't buy them there. But I look at them and I go, wow, there's not a single Melania Trump cover here. I've looked for the last 4 years. You guys, ladies, correct me if I'm wrong, but Good Housekeeping, Women's World, Women's Day, Women's Insert Magazine here. I don't know the names, but here's what I'll tell you. I don't believe I've seen Melania Trump on the cover of any significant magazine since she's been first lady. Vogue? You would think that Vogue, of all places, would say, boy, do we want to showcase our new first lady. Remember the controversy when she wore, no designers wanted to make her a dress. No designer wanted to make a woman who is a model, a former model, a dress. Are you out of your minds? Talk about a commercial for your work. But they didn't want to do it. They've tried to keep her on the down low. It's like she doesn't exist. She goes out. She does amazing things. She appears with, you know, children everywhere, children of color. And like her husband, she's legitimately looking to solve problems. But you know what? Nobody wants to cover it because there's such a striking contrast. And here's what's interesting. They don't need to, because all it's saying when they don't want to cover Melania Trump is they know exactly how it's going to look. When you're putting Melania on the front page next to old Michelle and making that comparison, that's the problem for the left. So they want you to believe she doesn't exist. She's a figment of your imagination. What class? What poise? So recently, I heard about these Melania tapes, and I was like, what are these Melania tapes I keep hearing about? And then I was reading in some different magazine, articles from friends of mine. They said, you know what? It's backfiring on the left. And I go, what? The only thing I can think is if they're going to try to do like a Billy Bush, you know, where Melania says, yeah, you know, men are so easy. All you got to do is grab them by the woo-ha and you got them. Yeah, I thought, well, you know, what could she have possibly said? And then I was thinking, this is a classy woman. There was nothing she possibly said. She didn't care. Anyway, here's what I read that the tapes revealed. All these kids that I met, they are here in shelters because they were brought by it through coyotes, the people who were trafficking. And that's why they put them in jail. And the kids that go in shelters and the way they take care of them, it's, you know, they even sold the kids. They say, wow, I have my own bed. I sleep on the bed. I will have a cabinet for my clothes. It's so sad to hear, but they didn't have things in their own country. What she's saying is they didn't have these in their own countries. They sleep on the floor. She says, you know, they are taking care nicely here. But, you know, yes, they are not with their parents. It's sad. But you, when they come here alone or with coyotes or illegally, you know, you need to do something. And a lot of, you know, a lot of like moms and kids, they're teaching how to do it. They go over and they say like, oh, we will be killed by a gang member. We will be, you know, we will be, it's so dangerous. So they are allowed to stay here. Do you understand what I mean? What she's saying is these kids are coming over by coyotes who are selling them, sex trafficking them. The kids get here and go, oh my gosh, I finally feel safe. I have my own bed. I have a place to put my clothes. I have a space. Thank you, America. And the leftists want you to believe that her husband is mean-spirited and doesn't care about him. He's doing everything he can to make sure these kids are not, that the worst things that are happening to children all over this country and all over the world are not happening to them. And if they go back, what are they going to face? It's a complicated issue that leftists want to absolutely make political hay with. Shame on them. Donald Trump is going and arresting sex traffickers in America practically on a daily basis running stings. In fact, a Democrat representative running for representative, I don't know where, some big chubby fat dude, or yeah, that's double, but you get what I'm saying. He was caught soliciting 14 and 15 year girls that he thought were 14 and 15, but it was an undercover sting. Does that surprise you? Because it doesn't surprise me, Jared. All these guys, these lefties, have their crazy ideas about sexuality born of demented minds, things that have either occurred to them as children or things that they've been allowed to see or part of the indoctrination system that says that everything's okay. It's all fair game. Anyway, the media was trying to make hay with these supposed tapes of Melania. And I tweeted, too funny. The Melania tape showed that this former supermodel loves her husband and protected the children of illegals. That's what she said. The girl baited her about her. She said, I love my husband. They're always attacking my husband. Nothing could be construed negatively in any way. The only thing you could criticize is her English that well? You know, does she understand English that well? So here's what I said. I tweeted this. I'd love to see the Michelle tapes. You know, the tapes that somebody's got of Michelle talking smack about Barack Obama, talking about how effeminate he is, talking about how he's not a real man, talking about how a liar and a scumbag he is, and how he snowed the American people, how he uses black folks, how he pretends about white guilt, how about his bisexuality and his stuff with Reggie Love and a host of other things. You know those tapes exist. But you're never going to hear them. You're never going to know about them because the left is going to protect that family. Yeah, shameful.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is back at work in the White House today after a three-day hospitalization due to coronavirus. After leaving Walter Reed Medical Center, the president addressed his health on Twitter, telling Americans to be safe, but not to live in fear of the virus.
Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen. We're the greatest country in the world. We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives.
Hurricane Delta continues to strengthen as it moves into the Gulf of Mexico. The storm is now a Category 3 hurricane with maximum winds of 115 miles an hour. Forecasters expect Delta to make landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast sometime Friday. This is USA Radio News. Time is running out to register to vote in many states. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
The deadline to register to vote in the 2020 presidential election is here for some states, while it has passed for a couple of others. In Louisiana, Monday was the deadline to register to vote in person or by mail, but residents may still register to vote online until October 13th. Tuesday is the deadline in New Mexico, with a Friday deadline in New York and Oklahoma, and Saturday in Delaware. This voter telling News Nation,
I didn't want to be responsible for the election carrying on and on by casting a provisional vote, so I wanted to be sure that I was registered and my vote would be counted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The IRS is giving millions of Americans more time to register for a coronavirus stimulus check. The IRS is extending the deadline to register for the one-time payment to November 21st. The extra time is only for individuals who don't usually file a tax return and haven't yet received the economic impact payment. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness, when I was coming up and little tyke playing Pee Wee League football and Little League baseball and all that kind of stuff, my coaches would tell me things like, sports is a metaphor for life. And I thought, wow, you know, think about it. You can get into a sport like boxing, in my case martial arts, that's an individual sport. You get in a ring, it's you by yourself. Or you can get into team sports. I remember when my oldest son said to me, he played football, and they took him off of the varsity team and made him play JV because a senior who was not as good needed to play. And they had a rule that said the seniors get to play because it's their last year, and he quit. My son quit football, and I was like, man, you know, this is Texas. You don't quit football. And he goes, came home, and he says, yeah, Dad, He goes, I quit. He goes, it wasn't like acrimonious. He goes, I quit because I told the coach, I don't really want to play a sport where the best person isn't on the field. And you've got a technicality that lets somebody else get ahead of you. He goes, I don't think that's sport. Sport is a meritocracy. This is a youngster that's having this conversation with his coach. And his coach is like, well, I get it, but we got to let these seniors play. And he's like, well, I don't really care. He goes, I don't want to play in a sport where we don't put the best people out there. He goes, and sorry for the ones who can't make it. And I agreed. I said, because at first I was like, come on, you got to be kidding me, man. And he explained it. And I said, hey, can't argue with that. That's good logic. Because, see, that's the way it's supposed to be. You want the best people in. We all have those stories. And maybe even some of us have those kids where you go, my kid isn't going to play because he isn't the better kid on the team or what. If that's the case, you know what? I do feel your pain as a parent, but at the same time, that's a good lesson for the kid to learn. Either, but, you know, suck it up, buttercup, or get better. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. But yeah, sports, supposed to be a metaphor for life. The best person gets in. The best team, you know, you put your best people out there. You want Michael Jordan in the game to take the last shot. But these days, sports has not become a metaphor for life. It's become a metaphor for politics. And I just want to talk to you. I want to give you a few examples of what I'm talking about here, because this is it's actually pretty shocking what's happening right now in America. So here's a headline that I saw. Deluge of sports leaves league scrambling for attention. Now, what they're saying is, all these sports that have been on lockdown for all this time have left the league now scrambling to get the ratings. Everybody's fighting for the other person's attention. And I'm going to prove to you that that is a big fat lie. Here's some other headlines. Saturday ratings. Under 7 million viewers for Big Four sports. So they're talking about baseball, basketball, football, and hockey. Under 7 million viewers for them. Here was another one. MIS, I don't even know what that means. MIS NASCAR race beats NBA, NHL, MLB, and sports TV ratings. But. And the but was, well, there were people watching on their phones when they were blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. But I'm going to get back to that in a second. The next one was, and this was on Hot Air, get woke ratings choke. So these guys are all suffering mightily. Let me give you a couple stats because I want to get into the meat of what I want to talk about. NFL was down 7% to 23%, with the exception of Monday Night Football that list had the Super Bowl champs in it, and it was up 31% over the previous year. Everything else down 7 to 23%. They only had one game, the game with the NFL champs. It was a repeat of the Super Bowl, essentially, I think. And that game was up 31%. Every other game down anywhere from 7 to 23%. So one game made money. The Major League Baseball, here's what they reported. Ratings up thanks to women and young fans. Yeah, because every sport wants to attract women and the youngsters who are playing the sport. Well, are these the people that buy? Of course not. The people that buy are the young guy demographic. That's like, I forget the numbers, but like age 28, 25 to 40 or something like that. There's a coveted demographic that all these sports teams want to get. And that these guys aren't getting it. Here's another one. And we'll delve more into this one in just a second. NBA Finals Game 2 down 68%. I want to talk more about that one because I remember reading an article or seeing a thing that went by that said LeBron is killing the NBA, killing basketball. Now, he and some other guy, I don't even know, Anthony somebody, are supposed to be the big matchup. And Game 2 of the NBA Finals was down 68%. I just want you to focus on that for just a bit. Now, here's what I want to talk about. I predicted something. I predicted that you were going to start seeing advertisements that tell you, forget the ratings, the sports is still good, it's going to go up, disregard what you're seeing in the polling, and you're going to start seeing skewed polling that pretends that these sports are still being watched and everybody loves them. Right? Well, I have a story that tells you that's not the case. And it has to do with how Nielsen's going to change their ratings. Now, as you're listening to me, thekevinjacksonshow.com, here's what I want you to remember. Metaphor for politics. Sports is no longer a metaphor for life. It's a metaphor for politics. And the metaphor of everything that I just told you, with a small exception of Monday Night Football between the Super Bowl champ, every one of these sports is down. Now, they want you to believe that it's down because they're all competing with one another. They're all fighting for the same little piece of the pie. That's a lie. It's a lie. Every one of them is down because every one of them became woke, as they say, in the social justice agenda. And the more woke you are, the more down your sport. The NFL, the reason why it's getting more difficult to drop is because it's dropped so much over the past 5 years or so. The NBA is suffering the most because it had the farthest to go. And they had people wearing Kaepernick shirts and still with Black Lives Matter and all that. They are watching their numbers tank. And it's a metaphor for politics. Now, where do you think those votes are going? What do you think is happening? Do you think that only the ratings for the NFL, the MLB, the NBA, etc., are dropping just for the sport? Or do you believe that the public at large is saying, you know what? I'm done. The young male demographic, which is the most coveted, and I don't have the numbers for it, they're done. These are voting age young men. Do you think they're just abandoning LeBron James? You think they're just abandoning their favorite football player or whatever? They are abandoning the sport and they are abandoning the idea That's what's being abandoned. And the quicker that people understand that, the more, and I'm telling you this so that you can think of it in terms of politics. These are people that are saying, when I vote for a Democrat, this is what I'm voting for. Do you think the polling for Black Lives Matter is about Black Lives Matter? Or do you, and that's it? Do you think that's the end of it? Or do you think that people are going, I've had it with that, but I've also had it with them? Them being anybody who supports that. You can look at this any way you want. I'm giving you the common sense data. Forget polling. Now let's jump back over to polling for just a second. Because I warned people this was going to happen. Nielsen makes big change to how TV viewers are counted. That's the deal. So what did I tell you? I said, these guys are going to watch their numbers just down, 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 down. And then suddenly, they're going to go, oh, you know what? We got to change the rules on polling. We got to change the rules on how we count. Because this isn't as good as we thought it was. We can't let people know that this is not winning. We can't let people know that BLM is not, people are all about it, and that our social justice and our woke and virtue signaling initiatives are wrong. We can't let people know in the NFL that, you know, when we apologize for Kaepernick and we're really sorry and we want to make amends, that, you know, that was the wrong thing to do. So what do? We got to change the rules. We got to change how things are counted. And that's where we are now. Nielsen saying that they're going to change the way they look at the viewer. Now, look, I'm not going to dismiss that people can take their phones with them. And occasionally when I watch sports, there'd be, well, I'll be honest with you, I hadn't done it in so long, it wasn't me, but friends of mine would have the finals of a baseball game playing while, you know, I had my kid at baseball practice or football practice or whatever. And they'd be giving the parents updates. But only one guy was watching, the other people were getting updates. But now it's gone beyond that. Now it's going to impact the actual group that does the work. We'll be back. We'll see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Gave you some stats in the previous segment about the drop. The precipitous drop, the jump off the cliff of various sports in America. And I talked about sports being a metaphor for life, and now sports is a metaphor for not only life, it's a metaphor for politics, but not in the way that you think. It's a metaphor for politics because when it was a metaphor for just life, it was about being the best. Sports is supposed to teach you lessons about life, working hard. I would tell my kids, I'd go, look, guys, they're athletes that may be better than you, but they may not outwork you. They may be blessed in a particular sport. And I'm not saying you're going to go play in the NBA, you know, if you're 5'4" and you're built like a Russian hammer thrower. But I'm just saying, if you want to get better at it, work hard at it. That's what it was supposed to be. You know, if your kid is sitting on the bench in baseball or football or basketball or whatever, then the incentive was to get them to be better. Now it's called white privilege. If you take your kid and you get them extra, you know, coaches or specialists or whatever, or you actually take them into the sport and work with them, or you send them to camps, that's considered white privilege. But guess what? That's how you get better. There's nothing privileged about that. It's a lot of hard work that has to go into that. And if you have the financial means, congratulations. That's what America makes you work for. America says, go get that money and go put your kid in a camp. I'll give you a good example. I tell my son all the time, I would hate to add up the price of what we've spent on this kid just in baseball. His baseball is $300 a month or whatever because he's on a travel club. He goes through gear like a maniac. I mean, you can only wear stuff so long. The other thing is you outgrow it. He's going through puberty. I'm talking about all my boys, but the last one, you know, all the stuff that you have to buy. Then he outgrows it. He goes through puberty.
Voice changes.
He's a bigger bat, bigger glove, this, that, bigger cup. You know, he needs all the bigger stuff. And so you're recycling. And I'm not – anybody parent listening to me on the KevinJacksonShow.com, you guys have done – if you've been through this, you're going, oh, geez, Kevin, don't even get me started. I will tell you this, as God is my witness. One glove, and I can adjust for inflation, so let me be generous. One bat and one glove of my son's baseball career is more money than was spent on my baseball career. I had one bat. We didn't have to change bats every year because, this is a drop three. That's a drop eight. They can no longer play with a drop this or that. I batted with the same bat I batted with the coach's bat. I didn't go to the batting cage because we didn't have one. At least I didn't know if we did. And my grandparents wouldn't have taken me if they did. They would have tossed me the ball. I had one old raggedy ball, maybe two, my entire baseball career. This kid, I bet you, no exaggeration, he's gone through 200 baseballs. Easy. Easy. You know, you buy them in these big buckets. Not cheap. Now, my grandparents who raised me couldn't spend that kind of money on my sport, but we've spent thousands of dollars on this kid to be better at a sport that he probably won't play for the rest of his career, but you know what we understand? It's a metaphor for life. It challenges him to get up, have to get better, try to make the team. Why am I sitting down? Why did they move me down in the lineup? And you know what we do? Tough love. You didn't hit. That's why you're now batting eighth. You hit, you're in the top of the lineup. You don't hit, you're in the bottom. Coach calls him and says, hey, I'm making you my leadoff hitter. And he says, this is how they do it in the big leagues. We were on our way to practice. And he called my son and said, I need to talk to him. And he says that. That's how you do it. And you, those lessons are things that stick with you. Not anymore. They don't want that. Now we've got the Nielsen, and I told you this. I said, all these ratings have dropped for a reason. The sport is no longer a meritocracy. It's a bunch of big mouth whiny babies that want to tell you how to be socially, as if you are not well-adjusted American citizens. You don't know how to handle racism and all these other isms they claim that are out there. These are sports people that have never had any of these things happen to them. They barely know stuff anecdotally that happens. And let me just give you the dirty little secret. When LeBron James is taking a knee in Kaepernick, they know many of their friends who are nothing but thugs and deserve to have the crap beat out of them by cops. That's the real truth. But they act like, oh man, this is depression against the black man. Whatever. They haven't lived a tough day in their lives from the time they were 15, not even that, from the time they were 12 years old. LeBron James was probably 6'6" when he was 12. Kaepernick was already outrunning all of his friends by the time he was 10 years old. They were already, had their eye on these guys, treating them like movie stars. They act like they gotta get woke. So now we've got this drop in everything, the metaphor for politics, which is, people are leaving the Democrats. They're leaving this woke generation behind and saying, you know what? I'm tired of dealing with these whiny butt babies. I'm going to go where the big boys play on the big boy side of the island. And you're going to vote for Trump. But the narrative can't go there. So now I read this thing that says there's expected to be a major ratings in TV. To be major ratings in TV ratings going forward. I don't know why they said major ratings, but especially involving sports, as Nielsen begins counting out-of-home viewership. Now, that's what CNN thrives on in the airports. But here's what Nielsen's now going to do. Viewers will now be counted from places such as bars, restaurants, and airports. Viewers will also be counted if they take their mobile devices from home and use those to watch. Now, I completely agree. If somebody's watching the sport on their phone, it counts. But counting people for sitting... So if there's 200 people in your bar, you're going to say 200 people watched wrestling or 200 people watched baseball because that was the count? That's ridiculous. And as I mentioned, CNN in the airport, I mean, I was under the impression they counted those anyway, and I think they do. CNN is in all the schools. You know they count those numbers. So that's what they got to do now. They're saying, well, your out-of-home viewership needs to be counted, and I'm okay with that. On my personal device, count it. If I'm sitting in a bar, don't count me. But guess what they're going to do? They're going to look at the bar patronage, and they're going to say, look, all this sports, the ratings are up. Oh, my gosh, they're double digits over last year. They're double digits over this, over the previous quarter, over this or that. We've blown the records out of the thing, and you aren't even watching. You're just sitting in a restaurant. You're sitting in a bar. LeBron James is playing a game, and they want you to believe he's really making it. He's the reason you're in there. It isn't that you wanted a meal. Now, here's the good news. The good news is, if the NBA, if the advertisers, you know, these capitalists that want to step on the neck of everybody poor, you know, if they are smart, they'll say, nah, you're not getting away with that. I don't have that person's full attention for my product. And they measure, how much are you selling my product? And if they're smart, they're going to reject this. Now, I mentioned the NBA numbers earlier in the broadcast. I want to talk about this for just a second. 68% drop, NBA. And I think it's wonderful. But here's the story. Despite a matchup including two of the league's biggest stars, LeBron James and Anthony Davis, Game 1 of the finals on Wednesday was a huge ratings disappointment for the NBA. It averaged a 4.1, 7.4 million viewers on ABC, comfortably the lowest rated and least watched NBA finals game on record, dates back to 1988. This is according to Sports Media Watch. But if the league thought things might improve for Game 2, it had a bitter pill to swallow because the second in the series did even worse than the first. Game 2 cratered with just a 4.5 million viewers and a dismal 1.9 in the ratings. This embarrassing showing was down 68% over Game 2 in 2019. This Game 2 now rates as the lowest ratings ever for an NBA Finals game. Until Friday, Wednesday's game one was the lowest rated in league history. So it seems the finals keeps going down. Now, what am I saying to you? This is the top. I want you to think about Michael Jordan when he was playing in the hoopla. And look, I wasn't a huge basketball fan, but when Michael Jordan was playing in the finals, I was like into it. And I want you to think of where it is now. Game one and game two, lowest games now in history. Back to back with King James, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, finals, supposed biggest matchup in the game today. And these suckers can't bring an audience. Well, what do you think is going on politically? If you don't think that this transfers into what I've been talking about and votes for Donald Trump, you're not paying attention.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.